Hello everyone, it's Jana here on the 4th of May, and it's, I think, in England, Wales and Scotland, I think, council elections today, so I've just been to vote, because I'm allowed to vote in this one, hooray, because, yes, did you know, Commonwealth and Irish citizens are allowed to vote in all elections in the UK. EU citizens are only allowed to vote in local elections and EU elections. So I've taken my right to vote here in this one. Usually I go with Simon, but he's out, so I was going the same direction as a lot of mums off to drop off this morning, and then also bumped into one I know, who funnily enough works for the NHS. She was saying she won't be voting Tory, thanks to Brexit and Jeremy Hunt. We also started talking about, this is the news topic of the day, obviously, what happened yesterday. I mean, honestly, I think I said this before, you just can't. Whenever I do a boo, by the time I upload it, something else has happened. Stuff just moves so fast at the moment, politically. So, yeah, I just couldn't help but have a good old gossip about last night's news, where Theresa May actually stopped in front of 10 Downing Street after going to the Queen, because she dissolved Parliament and she needs the Queen's permission for that, which is all fair enough. But she didn't then have to stand outside 10 Downing Street and accuse the EU Commission of trying to influence the UK general election. I saw this last night, and it was just whenever you think it can't get any worse, she comes out with something else. I mean, honestly, unbelievable. So she actually has the gall to stand there and say that they have chosen this timing to influence the UK election, which was chosen at her own. That was her timing. She chose when to call the general election. She chose when to trigger Article 50. She chose this dinner last night that she had with Juncker. So that was all of her choosing. So how exactly would they have had to time a plot to interfere with anything? Apart from the fact, why would they want to interfere? The two main parties in this country are for Brexit. So what exactly is the reasoning for them wanting to interfere in the election? It doesn't make any kind of sense. But of course, what's rather worrying is that she's employing that kind of language, and being so belligerent. I mean, I would say that. Oop. I would say that, it's very obvious she's using this for her own purposes, for the election, to garner more support. Maybe it's not been going so well. Maybe the polls have slipped a little bit. Maybe she just took it as a chance to say something else, to mop up a few more UKIP votes. Who knows? But if we remind ourselves, so this dinner, so the details of which became known over the weekend. So first she dismissed it as gossip. She could have just stood above it, but no, gossip. Then she said she'll be a bloody difficult woman in the negotiations. But she couldn't let it rest. Now she had to go one more, and she had to make actual threats and accusations. And it's just incredible. And all this while telling us that her leadership is strong and stable. I'm sorry, but it's not strong to rise like this to... she's getting... And all I've read about her and what I've seen about her in interviews She seems to get tetchy very quickly. She seems to get rattled very quickly, which doesn't really look very strong to me. If she was strong, she would just be above all that. She would let that wash off her. And it's also not very stable before going into a negotiation to deal the major blow like that, make accusations like that, and cause all these ripples she's causing. That doesn't exactly look stable to me. So aside from that, watch out, there's dog poo.
Oh, is there?
Yeah. Aside from that, I mean, it's all plays into her hand for the election. I can see that, and there's going to be a lot of people who lap this sort of rhetoric up, and the newspapers are full of it, and people will believe this. And it's also very scary, because guess what? The Nazi propaganda minister Goebbels, guess what he said? How you get the electorate to unite behind you? That's right. You give them a common enemy. You give them, so you tell them that they're under attack, and then they'll rally behind you against this so-called enemy, which looks exactly what she is doing. Very dangerous. But also, what's the other thoughts I had? Can't remember. I might have to pause. See how much time I've got left. Enough. Okay, I'll think. Oh yes, got it again. So yes, it might all be fine for her to win a few more votes in the election. But does she not think that it's not just the European Commission who reads these headlines? Does she not think there's also going to be foreign governments, there's people in other countries who'll be reading this? Her coming out with a stance like that. So we've already had her saying she wants to come out of the European Court of Justice. So looks like nobody told her if she wants to have transnational agreements, then she needs transnational arbitration. But I mean, being that belligerent with someone before negotiations and wanting to get a good deal out of them and wanting to trade with them, you're accusing them of interfering in your election, which actually is really rich coming from her, seeing as there's about 30 Tories that are under investigation for election fraud, and there are some more allegations being bandied about, which I'm not going to repeat because I don't know how true they are, but so that's really rich coming from her anyway. But if she just thinks, which country, having seen this, would want to negotiate with someone like that? Who goes into negotiations like this? It's just absolutely irresponsible, apart from anything else. So yeah, she's just very... I saw a tweet last night. Someone said, fondly remembering when we thought Andrea Leadsom was the bonkers one. Yeah, exactly. That's how I feel. That made me laugh anyway. But yeah, oh my goodness. Anyhow. I'm nearly out of time again, and I'm home. So I'll just go and do some work now, and that'll distract me. It's very addictive looking at the news at the moment, because there's constantly something else happening. But there's just never anything good. It's just, I don't know. But my goodness, I'm just, my hope is that a few maybe moderate Tories looking at that stand from last night and saying, not in my name, and not going to vote Tory. But my suspicion is that too many people will be taken in by this kind of rhetoric. And after 40 years of anti-EU rhetoric in the newspapers, that they'll just buy this without questioning it. And, well, let's see where this goes. Bye for now.